Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday. Let's get our heads right for a big, big week ahead. Hopefully. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. My name is Woodsy. It's good to be here with you guys this morning. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you spreading the word of Ben and Woods. Thank you guys for sending in all your beer picks from our Tier 1 Pale Ale. It's incredible. Thank you guys for going out, buying it, trying it. Been a really cool experience for us. I'd like to welcome back to the Odyssey Empire Studio. He's been at home in the COVID hot zone for 10 days. Paul Reindel is back. Good morning, PT.
Good morning.
It's good to have you home.
Thanks for having me back.
You feel happy to be here today?
Yeah.
Instead of being at home. It's nice to be at home caring for your sick wife. I'm not great at it, I'll be honest with you.
It was tough.
It's tough.
It was really tough. And then to not, like, the toughest part, I think I told it to you guys when I called in last week, the toughest part was not being able to be, like, the perfect caregiver. Like,
yes.
All she wanted was, like, you know, a back rub, just relax. You know, she didn't feel good. I'm like, you know, stay away.
Yeah.
stay away. I will refill your water. I will refill the
humidifier.
Leave
it by the door. Ring the bell when you need
all
me.
All that stuff. Walking into my own bedroom with a mask on.
Well, I got to imagine that our very own friendly neighborhood sports anchor, Ben Higgins, who also joins us this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Well, good morning.
I got to imagine that you're a pretty damn good caretaker.
No. Good thought.
I don't buy it.
I certainly wish I was.
I don't buy it.
But
you are.
No, I mean, I think 24, like normal, on a normal day, I'm good at taking care of everybody in my family.
Yeah,
if they
yeah,
need
yeah.
something, I take care of it. When someone gets sick, though, that's not where I'm at my best.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, that would have shocked me. I would have said
I'm shocked if
I was sick, I wouldn't want me to take care of me.
I wouldn't want Woods to take care of me.
I would have picked Ben.
Yeah. I'm really good at going and getting like takeout for people. Like if you need soup, I know how to go get soup.
I got a lot of soup.
I can
last
do
week.
That. That I can do. When it comes to like the like Paulie said, like the back rub,
oh,
the
I hate that stuff
gentle
too.
Manipulations to try to make you feel better. And it's not what I'm really good at. No.
When I'm sick though, I don't want anyone near me.
Touching you.
I like to go to another room, shut the door, watch movies, and just get obliterated on Tylenol syrup. Like if I could get the codeine syrup, I would, and just go into a haze. I like it. I like it a lot. It's peaceful. It's quiet. I don't want anybody. Do you need anything? Do you need anything? No. I just want to be left alone. I just want to be by myself when I'm sick. But Paulie, I'm glad you're back. Feels right, you know, we're in here together. Adam did a great job. He really did. I know it's not easy for him because, again, like us, Paulie can go home and grab a nap today if he wants. You know what I mean? Adam had meetings and Zooms and all kinds of stuff. It makes for a pretty gnarly few days for him. So thank you to him. I don't know a whole hell of a lot of bosses that would step up like he did. So I do appreciate that. He did have like no one likes playing drops more than Adam. He
just, no joy in my life.
He was just
laid it on the Henry.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, the rapid fire.
Yes,
bare asset.
That's you.
She is 19.
That's exactly what it was like, dude. You're trying to complete a sentence, and you're like, anyway, we have to find a manager, Ben,
like
that has some experience out here.
Ring, ding, 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 dong. Gobble me.
The funny thing is, I worried with Adam there instead of Paul, like, we wouldn't have any drops.
Me too.
Like, he would just not know what to play, so it would just be a really kind of quiet.
I was like, hey, be subtle.
Thank you. I like that. That's a good question, baby.
People.
Rapidly.
Number hopefully 4. Blake Snell.
Rapid fire, Adam. If Adam was in the military and he was a sniper, like, hey, just real quiet. Until you see something, don't shoot. Adam's laying there for 1 second. They're like, hey, you've blown our cover. Like, he would be the worst military guy ever.
How did you gain all the weight?
Oh, God, my stomach already.
I do feel like Adam might be the right person to put together our tournament of drops two. Bracket.
No doubt.
Though in March, since he seems to be intimately familiar with the entire library.
All right, enough. I'm losing my mind. Literally, it's like my inner monologue on a daily basis.
I wanted to echo what you said about all of the Tier 1 listeners posting pictures our Tier 1 Pale Ale from Bergen. Paulie, I did feel bad. He missed the entire rollout, the parties. It was day one. Was when we had our big first tasting, and then
the tasting was on a Thursday.
The live show at Bergen, and that was the second day, and then the whole weekend of everyone going out and enjoying the beer, and you're stuck at home, so you kind of missed the whole Tier 1 phenomenon this past week and a half. So sorry about that, but it was great to see everybody out there.
I still need to go try it.
It was on still at the Regal Seagull on tap if you were up there in North County, but I know it was going fast. They said it was probably their fastest selling.
That's so cool.
I think
beer
it's
of their
so
24
cool
tap
to see, like, I mean, like Seaside Market threw some out there on their shelves.
It's
like
really,
seeing these stores, Board and Brew, I saw put it up on tap. Like,
it's very
really cool.
I will say it's surreal still. I'm like, man, that's hard. I even had a Dodger fan in my mentions. He goes, all right, I'm gonna give it to you. That's pretty freaking cool. I go, hey, thanks, dude. It was pretty cool. But everybody, Benny, did you have a good weekend? What did you guys do?
Yeah, we celebrated my mom's 70th birthday.
Sweetest
had a nice
angel.
Had a nice dinner with the entire family, my brother, sister, their kids as well. It was like a big table of 13 people, and
it's so fun.
And then they have littler kids than I do, so it was a bit chaotic and hectic, but that made it fun. And fortunately, the restaurant kind of put us off to the side from everybody else, so I didn't feel worried about the rest of the restaurant.
What did you have?
Let's see. We just kind of had I had a chicken dinner. I had some scallops as my appetizer.
Delicious.
And then kind of a roast chicken, and then a chocolate bomb. For dessert.
Delicious.
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
Very nice.
Paulie, your weekend, what? More of the same? Just kind of Megan getting over stuff?
Yeah, she's getting better slowly and surely every day. Obviously, I'm here. We took a walk. I think it was Saturday night. We did one quick lap right around our block. And, like, doesn't sound like much for her. It was like moving mountains. It was great, you know, to get her outside, get her a little energy. And then after one lap, she's like short on breath. She's like, all right, back to bed.
It sounds familiar. I'm pretty much the same way. And I didn't have COVID. I get a little short on breath.
I was trying to be strong for her.
Walking around.
I was like, yeah, that was great.
Walking around the neighborhood.
Let's do another
one. That's good. That's nice. I'm glad. I'm glad everybody's here healthy. I had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend.
I saw something, a tweet referencing Brian O'Grady and his bats about like a home run in one of those
Stop
bats.
Morning,
what was
Brian
that all
O'Grady
about, huh?
I gotta tell you, man, This is one, again, I couldn't believe it. I did. I hit a bomb on Saturday at my game, my adult league game, and it was, it's just remains. I love playing golf.
Now,
so
you
much.
Just returned to the game of baseball after a long hiatus.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
But even before the hiatus, I don't remember you telling us about a lot of home runs.
It had been a hot minute since I'd yacked one out, and I've been, you know, as much as I love playing golf now, and I do, it's never going away. I'm a full-blown addict. I really, being back in the dugout with the guys is, it's just second to none, really. I mean, it's fun to play golf, and you break balls and stuff, but there's something different about being nine of you out on the field trying to get outs and stuff, and, yeah. and then going to the plate. I had such a bad game my first game back. I was 0 for 3 with 2 Ks. Now, I hit my very last at bat, I hit one really hard, and I was like, all right, that's something to build on for next week. So I put in some work. And, man, I got up and I hit a safe first at bat. So I was like, whoo, get the first hit. I'm not going to go 0 for the season. Which, by the way, it's a possibility. I'm 46
Max
years
Scherzer
old.
Max Scherzer over
yes,
here.
Yeah, Max Scherzer 0 for 58 or whatever. So I get that one out of the way, and I'm feeling really good. And then I worked a count, man, full, and he hung one, and I tattooed it. Man, I put it out, and I just was real excited. I went full Adam Rosales, though, from first to third, as fast
all
as I
out
could go.
Sprints
I
on your home
run
truck. I didn't
know what to do. I don't do this a lot. I wish I would have remembered to enjoy this a little bit
you
in the
moment.
You didn't
Tatis stutter step or anything?
I thought about it, but I didn't do it. But it was just, it was such a good feeling, man.
What is that the equivalent in golf?
Drive. So stepping up. You know what I would say? I would say it would be...
I mean, it can't be a hole-in-one because a hole-in-one's
no,
too
it's
rare.
So rare.
I've never had one. It's
you
like,
know what it's like? It's like you're the fourth guy to tee off in a foursome. And everybody else, you know, they hit pretty good drives. And you step up and you absolutely flush your drive. And it is majestic and it soars. And you see everybody else's ball out there and yours just goes... Bing, 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 and rolls past everybody.
Like 20, 30 yards past everyone down the middle.
Or you're 160 out, and you stick one a foot. And you're like, I mean, bro, it's that
I couldn't think of the equivalent, because the quote-unquote perfect drive, your best drive of the day, it happens once around, probably.
Yeah,
right?
You have a good like, drive around.
And then Paul still makes a 7 after the perfect mm-hmm. drive is the problem.
And I do, too. I do, too, yeah.
But, like, say you tee off with a driver 13 times,
right.
You're probably going to have one or two.
Yeah,
you're not hitting a home run every 13.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not. It's more rare than a great drive.
A birdie.
It's less rare than a hole in one.
I think it's an eagle.
An eagle would probably be.
An eagle's a good equivalent. I haven't had an eagle in a long time either.
They're really tough to do,
I mean, but so are home runs. So.
I was floating for the rest of the day. I mean, I was just absolutely floating.
As far
amazing.
As like amateurs like us go yeah. in playing sports, I think hitting a home run might be the number one.
It was awesome.
Was it as good as appearing on television last night?
It was
with yours
so,
truly on Channel 10. I saw you there.
So much better than that. I can't it even was. Tell you. Yes.
Thank you for joining me last night. The reason that I had you on is I wanted to talk a little bit about the Padres' managerial search, and selfishly, I also wanted to promote the fact that Peter Seidler is going to be on. The chairman of the Padres will join us in our 8 o'clock hour. In fact, we moved him up a little bit to right around 8:20, 8:25, so we're just going to kind of carry the rest of the show that we'll talk to Peter. We can react a little bit at the end and kind of go... just a big, long final segment where we break things down with the chairman of the Padres. We've talked to Peter before off the air a number of times, but never actually had him on our show before. So we are looking forward to that opportunity, given what a pivotal offseason this is for his San Diego Padres.
Literally his.
Literally his.
Like we say, oh, our Padres. Our Padres. No. They're his. He owns them, which is bananas. Like that guitar over there, that's ours because it's in the studio. It's not mine. I do not own it. I did not pay for that guitar. But holy cow! So I'm looking forward to this interview today. And you know, look, it's I know he's done some stuff already. Talked to Bernie and Dennis. I want to try to avoid a lot of the same questions. I've got some questions written down. They're not easy questions. I mean, they're not easy questions at all. In fact, they're a bit pointed. But, you know, look, it's the first time we're talking to this guy on the air. I want it to go well.
Yeah, it's always that interesting feeling because as a fan, you know, we tend to get upset when our team, you know, underperforms, when they disappoint like the Padres did the second half of this season. But do we have nearly as much of a right to get upset as the guy who actually, you know, writes the checks and owns the team?
I mean, are you saying we should, like, are you saying fans should follow the lead of the owner?
Take the cue a little bit of the owner.
Well, everybody's upset that he's not very upset.
Exactly.
At least doesn't appear to be.
It feels
upset.
Like they want him to be madder about it. But if he's the one who's actually paying for this and he still feels confident and trusts A.J. Preller, is it on us that we should also kind of, well, maybe we should feel the same way a little bit?
I don't know. I tend to disagree a little bit.
Okay.
I do. I mean, look, how many owners in sports can you... It's the weird thing. It's this dichotomy of, like, I want my owner to be pissy and I'm mad and crack skulls. And then I ask you, as somebody that grew up in Dallas, right, and somebody that grew up a Yankee fan, do you really want that? Do you want Jerry Jones on the sidelines? Do you want Peter walking into the dugout in the eighth inning of a pivotal game? You don't. You don't. And so he's a very calm, thoughtful, and peaceful guy. I know that. Just you can see it. He radiates it. We spent an hour with him one time. He radiates confidence and peace and, like, harmony. It's very strange. Do you want that? Do you want somebody down there cracking skulls all the time? I'm not sure. I think there needs to be a happy medium. But as of now, you know, to hear him talk, sounds like he's completely satisfied with where it's going, and I don't know that I agree with that.
Things are pretty quiet so far in the Padres' managerial search, just the first weekend, but we'll certainly talk about any rumors we're hearing, and we'll certainly ask Peter if, you know, any progress is being made that he can share with us. I'm sure that they're going to be pretty close-lipped at this stage of the search. But again, 8 o'clock hour, you will definitely want to be with us. Chairman of the Padres, Peter Seidler, joins us. Before that, we've got all of our normal features. We also will talk to Eric Adelson at 6:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline with a wrap-up of Week 5 of the NFL season. It was a crazy Sunday. It was a crazy Saturday in college football. The baseball playoffs were absolutely bonkers last night. We'll talk about that coming up. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll get to all of it coming up, but I want to get your thoughts. I get a daily ditty from you and then get your thoughts on the controversies, two of them, in two American League Division Series games last night. When we get started, coming up next, it's Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll be right back. singles, man.
Singer sounds like a young Sting to me, almost.
You're such a weirdo. It's not even funny.
I know it's not him, but...
That's Kings of Leon, the Immortals. I was going to...
Who's the lead singer?
Caleb Followell.
Caleb Followell.
I was going to... I'm dedicating that to our beloved Hammer. It's a very inspirational song, and Hammer starts his new gig today up in the Bay Area, out of radio, doing sales now. And, man, I'm really proud of him for, like, packing up and moving far away by himself, him and his dog, trying to make a name for himself. I'm nervous for him, and I'm proud of him.
Makes me think of the final scene in Good Will Hunting, which I watched over the weekend. My son had never seen it.
Shut.
What?
My youngest son had never seen it, so we watched it on Saturday night. Yeah, he really enjoyed it.
It's one of the best movies of all time.
It really is. One of my top three, easily.
I told him Woods can do the whole list of brothers, 12 brothers. Woodsy, if you would, please.
Maki, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Timmy, Tommy, Davey, Joey, Johnny, Robbie, and Brian.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Had to go see about a girl, Hammer. Had to go see about...
A job. A career.
Yeah.
Maki, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian.
It's so... That movie, it just kicks me in the nuts every time. My boy's wicked smart. Of course that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student. It's so...
I like to the whole thing, or do you want to just step outside?
You know, everyone talks about, you know, the hug scene with Robin Williams and Matt Damon, but it's the one that gets me is Ben Affleck when he's basically giving Will the kick in the butt. Like, best part of my day is the 10 seconds when I walk up, and I hope you're not there.
Because you're sitting on a winning lottery ticket, and you're too much of a P-word to cash it in. Because all of us, we'd effing kill to have what you got. Oh, my God, it just gives me... It's so...
God, when he looks into the window and he knows...
He just smiles.
That was like the high point of Ben Affleck's acting career right there.
Dude, it's well, they wrote it. Come on, Ben's good. Those two dudes wrote that movie. I mean, it's just fantastic. So I'm so glad he liked it.
Yeah, I was glad, too.
There's so many things about fatherhood I enjoy. So many things. That part of it is going to be my absolute... Being able to show Bo music and stuff, and Taylor as well when he gets a little bit older, that's great. But, like, movies and stuff, like, my biggest heartbreak is when I try to show them, like, Caddyshack or Fletch or something, and he doesn't get it or doesn't like it. I'll be devastated, I think. I think it will literally devastate me.
Woodsy, we've only got a couple of minutes here, but I wanted to at least bring up last night's controversies in baseball, because both games had a gigantic one. And we'll start with the Red Sox and the Rays. 13th inning, Rays at bat, runner at first base. Kevin Kiermaier just blisters one off the little tiny wall in right field at Fenway Park. It bounces off the wall, hops on the ground, hits Hunter Renfro, former Padre, and then bounces back over the wall. The runner in motion with two outs, I mean, would have easily scored.
Standing
up easily to give the Rays a 5-4 lead and put them in the driver's seat to take a 2-1 series lead. Instead, the officials, the umpires confer, say, hey, it bounced over the wall where our hands are tied. That's a ground rule double based on the rule book. Even though it bounced off of another player, we got to take the runner, put him back at third. Batter goes to second. The Red Sox get out of the inning. They win it on a walk-off two-run home run by Christian Vasquez in the bottom of the 13th. It's now 2-1 Sox with a chance to finish off the series at home today. So, I mean, it could not be a more pivotal moment in a playoff series.
No.
Where the situation is tied, where the game is in the 13th inning. You can say, well, he had a two-run home run. Wouldn't have mattered anyway.
It does not
completely
work
different situation when you're down one in the bottom of the 13th is when you're tied. I mean, completely different. So it's an enormous moment that a lot of people think baseball botched because it just didn't seem like a fair and equitable result. What was your interpretation of what happened?
I thought it was absurd. And I think the tough part is the announcers didn't really know what was going on either. And they kept bringing up, it's umpire judgment. It's judgment, judgment, judgment. And we have replay for a reason now. You can unequivocally, clearly say that he would have scored on that because he was in motion. He was, I mean, dude, he was close to third base when you know, it hit. Wasn't he? Like, he was halfway in between second and third. He's going to score on that double. And I thought it was a bummer, man. I really did. I thought, you know, I don't really care for both. I don't really care for either team, so I wanted a good series. This is a damn good series now.
A lot of people think that there should be a change in the rules. I agree, but people are saying the umpire should have more discretion. I don't agree with that. And in fact, I appreciate that the umpire said, hey, it's taken out of our hands. It is in black and white. This is what we do. We don't have any choice in the matter. And the umpires like it, too. They don't want more discretion. They want to apply rules and not have to make a judgment call about whether a guy was going to score or not and make that determination. So here's my solution to the rule change for what happened in the game yesterday and really any ground rule double. Most of the time on a ground rule double, feels like it actually hurts the team that's batting. You know, if there's a guy at first, it's a lot of the times they pull him back. How about you just change the rule? A ground rule double, if it bounces over the wall, the batter gets second, all runners on base score.
Yeah, it's very simple.
It might give an advantage to a team where slow runners at first and it wouldn't have scored anyway, but I guarantee you that's going to happen less often, and I don't think you're going to feel that bad about it. If a guy rips one so hard that it bounces over the wall, let the guy from first score.
9 times out of 10, the guy from first score.
Yeah, I mean, and the rule was written, 100-something years ago when runners probably ran half as fast as they do now? Almost every player in Major League Baseball has speed, and they read pitches, and they read the balls, and they're often running, and they score most of the time from first anyway. Just let them score. If it bounces over, every run, batter at second, every runner scores.
Oh, man, if you're a Tampa fan this morning, you know, all 9,000 of them in the Tampa area, they're so mad.
And it's still black and white for the umpires.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't change anything.
Everybody scores.
Everyone scores.
Yeah. I'm weirdly okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like Greg Amsinger did a great job on MLB Network talking about it after. He goes, think about basketball. Right? The ball goes off of LeBron James' knee.
He did a great job, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. Like you kicked it out of bounds, you should be penalized, right? And that's
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, he didn't do it on purpose.
But it went off of you.
And Hunter didn't do it on purpose at all. And we will talk about a scenario that presented itself last night where somebody did do something on purpose. I'm Dusty Baker. If I'm Dusty Baker, I get carried out in a straitjacket last night. They are kicking, and they you could not have calmed me down.
Oh, we'll save that Yasmani Grandal discussion for a little bit later. We do have Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer, coming up.
He's mad at us for some reason.
He is. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
he
that.
He tweeted last night. He said, I'm due an apology, and I'm coming to collect.
It's probably about the Chargers, would be my guess.
I knew we would have to talk to Chargers.
Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Our Westwood One broadcast tonight. Monday Night Football, the Colts and the Ravens here on 97.3. The Fan will have that for you, and we'll have Eric Adelson coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
This hour, Ben and Woods, is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Vons and Albertsons and save on local favorites like California-grown red, green, or black seedless grapes. Right now, a great deal at just 88 cents a pound with digital coupon on VonsorAlbertsons.com. Offer valid through October 12th. Well, here we are, 5 weeks into the NFL season. And some interesting storylines emerging in the NFL. We will talk about them with our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi! Hi!
It's time for the NFL Insider Report with Eric Adelson.
Some goofball in a hat.
Let's go around the league and wrap up the NFL weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
It's the NFL Insider Report, brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
What's this about Eric wanting some sort of mea culpa, apology from Ben and Woods this morning?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what we did. Good morning, Eric.
It's not a mea culpa. It's a you culpa.
If this is about the Chargers, we're going to have a problem this morning. All right. Yes. They looked really good. Well, did they?
They did.
They did. They won.
They probably shouldn't have, based on an egregious defensive pass interference penalty that should have been OPI on fourth down that might have ended their chances, Eric. But I will give them it at 4-1 and alone in first place in the AFC West. Probably the second best team in the AFC right now through week 5.
I've had the good fortune of being on the show for a couple years now. Well, I've enjoyed it every single time, except for when I'm laughed at for picking the Chargers.
It's done out of spite. It's not done. It's not done as like a you don't know what you're talking about. It is we are trying to speak it into existence. Is basically where that comes from, Eric. So.
I understand. I really do. And it did look bad when there was a lightning delay for an indoor stadium.
Yes,
that
it did.
But they have the quarterback now, and then they have the coach now, and that's and they're going to be in it. You know, I don't know. It's too early to say that the Super Bowl contenders, but they're going to have a chance in every single game they play as long as Herbert's healthy. And that's different. That's different from before. And the other thing, and I'm sure you guys see this too, is it's not just that he's capable. He's now confident. He's throwing the passes that maybe he would think twice about last year as a rookie. And that makes a difference too, because that sort of bleeds through the entire team. And you have guys running routes with more conviction. And better blocking for him, knowing that if you hold that block for one more second, he's going to make something good happen. It really feeds through the whole team, and I think they're for real in a contending way, maybe not a future champion way.
Eric, I'm actually mad about it because I grew up as a Chargers fan. I fell in love with the team during the Eric Coryell era when they played a more exciting brand of football than anyone else, and then throughout my teens and 20s and 30s, I kept begging for an aggressive head coach who would take chances, you know, go for it on fourth down. And I got a string of Marty and Norv and Mike McCoy and Anthony Lynn and all of these just ridiculously conservative backwards coaches. And now they're gone and I've washed my hands of them. And they bring in Brandon Staley and I'm going, this is what I've been asking for decades. Now you do it. Now that I hate the team, now you do it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel your bitterness, as someone who grew up as a Lions fan, it's hard to feel sorry for anybody out there, but I do have some compassion. I think part of it is that they've had great quarterback, obviously Breeze, Philip Rivers. I mean, these are Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Fame, but they. Now have a guy who can go vertical and not just pass with precision, and it's just very hard to find that, honestly, that Herbert, you know, I don't know where he ranks in terms of, is he a top five quarterback, but he can throw the distance and throw guys open on a vertical route. That's a dying breed in the NFL. So I think it's, yes, they had the wrong coaches for a long time, but also they just didn't. This is a kind of a unicorn quarterback, and it's very hard to find that.
It's crazy. I mean, and you know, they're still on here a lot, so you do get kind of sucked in when you're watching him play, and he does look really good. Another guy that I thought looked really good yesterday, one of the wilder games you will ever see. I love Aaron Rodgers. Watching him, you know, out-duel the Bengals yesterday. Watching Joe Burrow play, I, you know, had a big mistake late. Obviously, he's still a young quarterback, kind of learning his way. But, you know, talk about wanting an aggressive head coach. I feel like the Bengals had that game in hand. If they just did what they'd been doing the entire game and kind of gone for it on, it was a third down play. They, you know, they ran a sweep or they ran a draw. They got nothing. They had to settle for that 57 yarder, which was missed. And then we had the missed field goals back and forth, back and forth. But I'll tell you what, Eric, that AFC North, man, with the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, even the Steelers still hanging around. That's a force of a division.
Yeah, those two teams are so similar, the Bengals and the Packers. And they have this kind of – each has this sort of savant quarterback that's almost too good, too talented for the coach to fully understand. So both of those teams have these kind of McVay-likes that were hired right after McVay hit the scene, and they're in that McVay tree. But then they go to those teams, and they have quarterbacks that are better than what McVay had. And I'm not sure that they know fully how to handle it. And so I think you have to turn these guys loose. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers, but also Burrow. And Ja'Marr Chase is just sort of figuring it out.
Man, he is something.
And he is really something. A great pick. And also, I mean, T. Higgins is a terrific receiver and just sort of been lost in the A.J. Green, Ja'Marr Chase, Travis Boyd, but he's a all-pro potential receiver, too. So if they get blocking and if you keep him healthy, they're going to be really good.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase couldn't – he literally couldn't catch a ball in preseason. They would throw it to him, he would drop it, and now he can't drop a ball. Everything they throw his direction, he catches. And it was – I mean, talk about an exciting week of football. And college football was incredible. Pro football yesterday was amazing. Talking to Eric Adelson here on Ben and Woods this morning, those Buffalo Bills, man, they are one of the most fun teams to watch, and they just dismantled the Chiefs last night.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from the Bills, but we've kind of been saying this for a few weeks now. The Chiefs are just not the same.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
It's not a five alarm fire, but there's a fire, and they can't stop anybody. And Mahomes always had that magic that you could come back at the end. It's like, okay, well, they're down 15, whatever. But that gets to be a little bit too much of a landslide. And I think just like it's almost the reverse because the Chargers, you think that as long as you have Herbert, you have a chance. This is almost bizarro world because even though you have Mahomes, as long as that defense isn't stopping anybody, you have a chance to lose. And that's kind of what you're seeing. And I don't think it's going to reverse. I don't see what they can do to make the change so that they can be the Chiefs again. And I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, and end up 2-15, but in that division, with those other teams that are playing very well, that's going to be a long season with their strength of schedule, and this is not surprising. You've been watching every single game. Now the Bills, they're ready. They are feeling it. They are a physical team. They're an all weather team. They're a team that travels. Which, by the way, we're going to find out about the Chargers when they go across the country next week to play the Ravens. I'm not sure about that, but they can play anybody anywhere, and that's a sign of a good playoff team. Josh Allen, you know, Dawson Knox coming out of nowhere. Stephon Diggs wasn't really a big factor, and they won going away anyway. They have pretty much everything now.
20 straight losses for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer, obviously, only the last five of them, but the off-the-field stuff and the controversy from last week. I don't think he's getting fired this week because they're going to London, which would be a bad time to fire your coach. But if they lose again, how long do they stick with this Urban Meyer as head coach, or do they have to make a change at some point here, Eric?
Well, it's almost a tradition to fire the coach after London because you have a – you have the bye, and then you everyone's watching this game because it's sort of have extra spotlight, and that's their sort of second home. So if they get especially if they lose to the Dolphins, who look terrible, I think that might be it. The thing that surprised me is that he truly is one of the greatest college coaches ever, and he looks so amateurish. I mean, just the mistakes he makes are mistakes that somebody with his pedigree should not be making on and off the field. You know, you go back to the Iowa strength coach who had sort of the racist comments.
Yep.
The Tebow thing was a little bit corny. I'm not sure what he was doing there. And then obviously not traveling back with the team is just such a rookie mistake. And then not only that, but and here's something that people I think need to talk about more. Twice in 1 week he threw his quarterback under the bus. When he was doing his apology, he said, "Well, Trevor went to Vegas as basketball." That's nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
How about this one? I saw yesterday there was a. I guess there was a. I didn't see the game, but there was a play.
Oh, you didn't watch Titans Jags? What's it?
I didn't watch it, but boy, did I bet on it! I'll tell you that right now, and did very well for myself there, guys. He actually said in a presser after, they asked him, hey, why wouldn't you run a sneak there on third and inches? He goes, Trevor's just not real comfortable with that play yet. It is literally your job to make him comfortable.
And then Trevor
with that.
Said, no, I am. I'm fine running it. Yeah.
What in the world?
Do they ever talk? Does anyone talk it in that locker room?
It is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, he's 6'6". So
never run a quarterback sneak before in any.
He's not comfortable falling forward.
Forward. Like, you know, I mean, look. Look. If you fall forward and all those big guys are laying on top, you'd be a bit panic-inducing in the moment. But you're also an NFL quarterback that's desperately trying to get your first win. Trevor Lawrence has never lost 5 games in his entire life, much less in 1 season in a row. Eric, there's just no way this guy can continue. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been a god in Columbus, but he's just an employee in Jacksonville and not a very good one. The other thing about that is that it's like he's a different person. He made his entire career out of, you know, Tim Tebow, like, running straight ahead. And now you have Trevor Lawrence, who's better than Tim Tebow in pretty much every way, and he's not ready to run straight ahead for an inch.
It's amazing.
That makes no sense. That's the thing, is it's like, yeah, sure, you expect him to not get the speed of the game or not get the kind of the professional attitude of the game. But to say these really mind-blowingly dumb things after doing dumb things, it's crazy.
Urban, not the only coach under fire this week, but we'll save the other one for Don't Do This coming up in our next hour. Eric, as always, appreciate it. I will talk to you again next Monday. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Eric Adelson with us, our senior NFL writer, each Monday, 6:35 here on Ben and Woods.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe that comment. And again, if you're Trevor Lawrence, you're like, what? What are you talking about?
The speaking of falling forward, we didn't mention it with Eric, but one of the reasons that I so wanted the Browns to beat the Chargers was the heady brilliance of the play of dragging Austin Ekeler into the end zone.
To make sure
to make sure they got the ball back with a chance to go down the field. That was, I thought, genius, but they just didn't run with no timeouts. They just couldn't run the plays getting down the field in time to cash in on what I thought was a little defensive brilliance by the Browns yesterday.
I thought Baker looked really good. With the injury. You know,
they run the ball, so Cleveland's not going anywhere.
No,
I think they're going to be a playoff team.
I do too, and I think they're going to be you know, a really good. He's got a lot of confidence. He always had a lot of confidence, but he's backing it up now. He's fun to watch, man. Joe too. I spent a lot of time watching Joe Burrow this weekend, because, as you know, my son Bo is now a rabid Bengals fan. He watched 4 minutes of that game with me and then wanted to go play Cars. And it took him five. Is that the Bengals, Daddy? No, that's the Packers. The Bengals are the ones with the helmet that you picked. That right there? No, it's the orange helmet.
They're not even that close. They don't look the same.
They don't look the same. You
see,
did this.
Blind, you might
this
need
was
to
your
test
idea.
Them for color blindness
God.
At this point.
But, man, it was a wild, wild weekend.
As incredible as yesterday's NFL games were, I thought the college football games on Saturday were as nutty as you are ever
God.
Going to get. When number one Alabama getting upset for the first time in 100 games against a non-ranked opponent doesn't necessarily even make your top three of great games, because there was such unbelievable craziness. Obviously, the Red River rivalry game with Oklahoma falling behind 28-7 in the first quarter and then rallying to beat Texas 55-48 at the Cotton Bowl. Absolutely nuts. That Ole Miss game that ended with a stop two-point conversion and Ole Miss beating Arkansas 52-51. Your Notre Dame Fighting Irish had to fight and claw to win 32-29 over Virginia Tech. The Iowa-Penn State game, number three versus number four. Was terrific. I mean, what a great weekend of college football.
Well, listen, guys, I mean, all we talked about is, you know, I was driving home on Saturday for my game with my buddy, and he goes, I'm just not feeling college football much this year. And I go, yeah, I'm a little checked out. I said, it's also because baseball playoffs are raging right now, and I'm way into those. And I go, yeah, it's the same thing every year. It's Bama, it's Georgia. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but the Irish got it. I go, yeah, but they get bodied. I'm like, it's just not fun. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, that day, Saturday, was just an incredible day of college football. And that I watched the end of that Alabama A&M game. It was bananas. And I tweeted, it actually is staggering to watch them lose. Like, it happens so rarely.
It is
rarely.
So stunning.
It's, they lost, and you see Nick Saban kind of take the headset off and start to jog across the field. You're like, it's over? You lost. You lost to Jimbo Fisher. And the Texas A&M Aggies.
He had never lost like one of his former assistant coaches before. Absolutely nuts. Plus, you know, it's a perfect weekend for San Diego State alums in the show. Undefeated Aztecs win, undefeated BYU loses.
Yeah.
That's basically the ideal football weekend.
The Aztecs
for
defense,
San Diego State.
So freaking good right now. And the offense, I mean, look, they exposed Rocky Long. Ben, that should be the headline of the day. Rocky Long exposed. Defensive fraud, right?
They did not. There is more of an offensive problem in New Mexico.
I know,
but yes.
Well, I mean, put up a lot of points.
They did.
On them.
They did. They scored 31.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, when your offense stays on the field for like 3 seconds,
I know, dude. It's your defense.
You're putting your defense in a bad situation. Get ready for the Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open. It is coming up Friday, November 5th. At Encinitas Ranch, visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by Top Turf and Pavers, Artificial Grass, Real Customer Service, and by Computers to Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. Don't forget, 8 o'clock hour going to be devoted to Peter Seidler, chairman of the Padres. He will join us at about 8:20, 8:25. Comprehensive conversation after the end of a disappointing season for his San Diego Padres. He'll answer questions from Ben and Woods coming up later this morning. We'll come back. We're going to play some Take on Woods. Chance to qualify for a trip to Vegas. 833-288-0973. Join us next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.